友们，大家好，欢迎来到舌尖上的美国。在上一期的节目中，我们谈到了关于道歉的几种说法。那么在这一期的节目中，我们继续来学习因自己的过失而道歉。Apologizing for one's mistake. I'm sorry for what I've done. 我为我的所作所为向你道歉。I shouldn't have done that. 我不该那么做。I should have asked you first. 我应该先征得你的同意。I honestly didn't mean that. 我的确不是故意的。I didn't mean to do that. 我并不想要那么做。I didn't mean it that way. 事情闹成那样并非我的本意。I don't know how that could happen. 我不知道怎么会发生那样的事。You were right and I was wrong. I apologize. 你是对的，我错了，我道歉。It's my fault. I really feel bad about it. 是我的错。我真的感到很难过。It's all my fault. I will try to make it up to you. 这事儿全怪我，我会尽力补救。My mistake. It won't happen again. 是我的错，不会再发生类似的事情了。It was so stupid of me. I really do apologize. 非常抱歉，我当时真糊涂。I'm sorry. I spoke out of turn. 对不起，我说错话了。在这个句子中 out of turn 表示轻率不合时宜的意思。 I owe you an apology for what I did last night. 我应该为昨晚的事向你道歉。 Forgive me, I didn't mean to offend you. 请原谅，我不是有意要惹你生气的。 Please accept my apologies for any trouble my mistake has caused you. 因为我的失误而给你添了麻烦，请接受我的道歉。那么以上的16种说法都是为了做错某事而道歉。接下来我们看一看如何来回应道歉。比如 I'm sorry, 我们应该回说 That's alright, 没事，不要放在心里。 Don't worry about it, 不要担心。比如 Don't worry, it's no big deal. It's no big deal 表示不是什么大不了的事情，没问题。 Never mind, 这是美国人非常常用的一句话。I forgot to bring your book. 我忘了把你的书带来了。Never mind. 不必在意，完全不用 care. Please be more careful next time. 下次要多加小心。同样的说法还有 Do be careful next time. 没事，下次注意点。在别人犯了错误之后，当他向你道歉时，你就可以说以上的这两句话了。OK, 今天的节目就到此为止了，下期再见。